Okay, we're up to Tzadik Aleph on the base, the bottom. Onain Toga v'ochel es pischo le'erev alo v'kodshin. An Onain, who was an Onain, somebody died during the daytime, and the person wasn't buried yet, or according to most Rishonim, even if the person was buried, but for the duration of that day, l'gabi kodshin, he still has a din of an Onain min haTorah. But that night, he's already only an Onain d'Rabbanan, if the person hasn't been buried yet. If the person's been buried, he's not an Onain at all. But if the person died in the daytime, wasn't buried till, let's say, the next morning. So he's an Onain at night, only the Rabbanan, so he can eat Korban Pesach, because the Rabbanan waived their Isser, the Mokum Koresh. But for regular Kodshim, he's not allowed to eat Kodshim at night, because he's an Onain, the Rabbanan, and he's also in Kodshim at the Rabbanan. Rashi, Onain Tova V'Ochel Es Pischo Le'erev, V'Yafa Pisha Dayin Lo Nikva. Even though the person hasn't been buried yet, so Lechora, he's still an Onain, but it's only Durabonim, L'Gabi Kodshim. Dein Aninus Minatora Ela B'Yom, Shenemar, Hein Hayom Hikrivu, V'Ani Onain, V'Ochal Tichatus Hayom, by Aaron. Says, if I could have bring a chatus today and eat it, right, I'm an Onain, but it's only Hayom, Yom Aser, Laila Mutter. Utvila boy, and an Onain needs to be Togel, also Mizrabonim. The zu achas me achasus ve milus de chomer bekodesh. One of the 11 milus ha'onein ba mechusar kippurim tzrichim tvila lekodesh. They need tvila before they can eat kodshim, even though they don't need tvila before they can eat truma. It's not really tummy. But the rabbanim made a special mila that an onein before he can eat kodshim has to be total. Mitov shenesru ad achshav bekodshim atzrichinu rabbanim tvila. Since till now he was also to eat kodshim, so before he can eat kodshim he needs tvila. The Apapisha Mechusar Kippurim Tovel Esmo, even though Mechusar Kippurim also needs Tvila after, what's it called, on the day he can bring his Korbanos, he also needs Tvila, even though he had Tvila already on the seventh day, and he had Harav Shemesh. Although Lo Yochad, but still, he has to be Tovel against a special Maila de Rabbanim. Although Lo Yochad Eonem Le'era Bishar Kodshim, by other Kodshim, he doesn't eat at night. The Asur Aninus Laila with the Midrabbanan, because there's still an Isur Midrabbanan to eat Kodshim when you're an Onain, even at night. Ulagavi Pesach Lohan Midu Divrayim B'Makum Kores. But Pesach, since it's a Chiyuv Kores, they waived their Isur. Okay. Hashomea Amesa. Person hears a Shmur Rechoka, so he has Avelis for one day. Right, he hears that a relative died 30 days after they died. So he says, well, there was one day. V'hamalakit lo asamos, or a reburial. You also are mesabel one day. Tovel v'ochel b'kodshim. So he's allowed to be tovel and eat kodshim at night. He's an avel that one day. And at night, he's already allowed to eat kodshim. Ger shenitzgayer ber Pesach. Ger, who became... was Megayer on Erev Pesach itself. He's Tovel, and he can eat Korban Pesach at night. And Beisil holds no, he has to be Tomei 7 days, as if he would be Tomei Mace, and therefore he can't eat Korban Pesach at night. He needs a 7 day period of Tumah. Rashi. Hashomea al-Meso Yom Shmua Havi'onin D'Rabbanan. Right, the day that you hear that somebody died, so you're an oval that day, and the Gabi Kodshim, and as a din of Aninus Midrabbanan. Umish Lechei Mishalik Dilo Atzomas Ovi Ve'imo. Right, if you rebury a mace, a person reburies his parents. Amrin Moikot Misabal Aleim Kola Yom Kulo Le'erbe Misabal Aleim. So you have Avelis that day, and that night already the Avelis is over. The whole Avelis in the daytime is only Drabbanan. Therefore, there's no Aninus in Midrabbanan at night. Not only needs 7 days Tumba, he has to have Hazos Poraduma, the third and the seventh day, as if he would be Tomei Mace. We'll see the Gemara explains why. My timer, what's the reason that an Onain you can shech korban Pesach for him and he can eat it at night. Sobra ninus laila derabanan, the gabe Pesach lo hemidu debrayim v'mokum koris. Gabe kotshim hemidu debrayim v'mokum asi. Right, so this Tana holds that aninus of the night, even if the person hasn't been buried yet, legabe kodshim is only berabanan, and by Pesach, where the Pesach is a chiyuv kares, so they waive their iser. But by stam kodshim, when there's only an essay to eat the meat, there they didn't waive it. Rashi, lo hemidu divrayim, lo osro bachilus pischom et ne aninus de divrayim, because of their iser, the rabanan, of not eating kodshim, when you're an onen derabanan, they didn't stop you from eating korban Pesach. So Pesach korisu. Pesach involves a chiyuv koris. Aval achilus kodshim asei bi'almahu. Vi'ochlu osom asher kupar v'hem. But by stam kodshim, there's only an essay, either for the kohanim to eat, that's this pasuk, or as a shaila, whether the bailim who eat it also have an essay or not. But whoever eats it, the most you can have is a mitzvah saseh. And therefore, by the Issa Drabbanon applies. Okay, Hashomei Al-Meso, Malakit Atzomo Saboy Hazor Shlishi V'Shvi. If the guy is reburying his parents, he's Tomei Meis. So what do you mean he can eat at night? Eima Shalikdu Lo Atzomo. No, he had somebody else do it. He appointed a Shliach to rebury his parents. So he's an awful that day, but he's not Tomei. Rashi Malakit Mashma Hu Atzman Likdun. The Gemara's question was, it's Mashma, he is doing it himself. Then he's Tomei. Moses says, no, he did it through a Shliach. Gersh and Iskayer, Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokis Ba'orol Nochri. Rabba Bar Chana said the name Rabbi Yochanan. The whole Machlokis Be'Sham by Silo is by an Orel who's a Goy, who was Megayer. The Be'Silo Savre, Gzei Rashem Me'yitm L'Shon Abov, Yom Rishtakid Milo Tovalti V'Ochalti. Achshav Nomi Et Bo V'Ochel. What are we afraid of, according to Beisilu? That this ger is going to be full of tuma, but he's not tame because he's only a goy. And he's going to say, last year I was, what's it called, tame to this mace and that mace or whatever, and Erev Pesach I went to the mikveh, and I ate korban Pesach that night. So he's going to think the next year he can do the same thing, even though he has a string of tumas that he has to be matire from. And the worst tuma is 7 days of mace with the third and the seventh day hazah. So therefore we made a gzera that every goy who's megayer has to go through a tahara process as if he was tamei mace. So he never should make the mistake to think that he can be matire from all the tumas just by going to the mikveh once. So therefore, we put him through the whole process of Hazor and Tumas Shiva. The Beis Shammai Savri lo gazrinam, and Beis Shammai holds we don't make such a gzera. The shaila is whether Beis Shammai only holds that by what's it called by Pesach, but by other kodshim, even Beis Shammai would agree that you have to have what's it called tefillah or whatever, because they also the etzim hold of this gzera. They only don't hold it the gabi Pesach. That's a shaila. Aval Orel Yisrael, but a Jew who happened to be an Orel, who got Bris Mila on Erev Pesach, this whole thing doesn't apply. Because if he was Tomei, he'd have to wait 7 days or whatever. Divrei HaKol, Tova V'Ochelis Pischol Erev. V'lo Gazrin Orel Yisrael, Mishum Orel Nachri. But there, everybody agrees that an Orel Yisrael, all he has to do is go to the mikveh, and he can eat Korban Pesach at night. So Tosa says, why does an Orel Yisrael have to go to the mikveh? He's not Tomei. Why does he have to bechlal to the mikveh? Right? What he's not Tomei, he just was an Orel. So here they also say that everybody agrees that at least legabe one day tuma where goes there a Yisrael out to a goy. We don't make him go through a whole process, but just the fact that by a goy we're afraid that the next year he'll make the mistake and think that he can become tar from all tumas just by going to the mikveh. So at least here we make him go to the mikveh even by a Jew. Tanya nami hachi, Omer of Shimon Elazar, lo nechlechu beisham el beisil arol Yisrael shetova va'ochel es pischo la'erev. My beisham beisil did not argue about an oral Yisrael that he can go to the mikveh and eat korban Pesach at night. Al ma nechlechu, where's the machlokes beisham beisil al oral nochri? She beisham el omen tova va'ochel es pischo la'erev. We don't make a gzeir at least by Pesach that he has to go through a whole process of the worst kind of tuma, that he doesn't make a mistake in the future. And Beisil says, no, we make him go through this whole process that in the future he shouldn't make a mistake to think that you could become tor from all tumas just by going to the mikveh. Rashi, machlokes ba'orl machri, she'ena makabel tumah b'nachri yusuf. When he's a guy, he's not makabel tumah. The Beisil savri, gzeira shema yitma b'meis, l'shona boi erev ha-pesach. We're afraid that next year he's also going to be tamei meis, but he's a Jew now. Erev Pesach. The Yomer will say, well, last year I was Tomei Meis. I went to a lot of funerals, and they just told me to go to the mikveh and eat Korban Pesach at night. So I'll do the same thing this year. The Yomer is stacked lo tiharti mikol tumas ad hayom Erev Pesach shenizkayarti v'tovalti v'okalti v'ashtanomi et boveichol. And he'll be tovel and think he can eat at night. V'lo yada v'lo yeda dishtokid nochri hadi. He didn't realize that the year before he was a god. And his, the tumor never took effect on him. Therefore, now he's a Jew and he is tummy. Therefore, when he's Megayer, he needs 7 days of tumor with Hazor. So, if he makes a mistake, he's going to go through a 7-day process again. Because with 7 days in Hazor, there's no tumor in the world that he's not tor from. The most it could be is 7 days with Hazor. The Apagav, the Mishum Ziva Boy Shmona, Mishum Kapara, the Chora, if he's a Zav, he needs 8 days, and he has to bring a Korban. Kivin the Efsher, the Laisi Kapara, it's impossible to make him bring a Korban, because that's Chulin Lazor. Can't, the Rabbana couldn't make him bring a Korban that he's not Chayiv to bring. Right? Although Kibel Tumah Binach Yusuf, he's not Tommy. So he amrish nigzor lo maisi lo olam pesach. We've made such a gzair, he could never be in korban pesach. Right? The kulei lo gozer. That much they weren't gozer. So the most tuma you can have without something that's impossible to correct is 7 days with hazor. Aval ora Yisrael shim yesh lo achshav tuma hu nizor ba Yisrael. Even if he be tamei now, he'd be tamei because he is sha'at bar losa makabel tuma. Even when he's an oros makabel tuma. Kishar b'ni Adam, like other Jews. Lekal amikzer b'ay mishum shona haba. There's no gzera to make. There's nothing he can make a mistake about. Okay. What? Who?
If he's
b'tzach
7 days.
Ah, yeah, he'll be tamei with Pesach Rishon, so he'll be in Pesach Sheni. How can he tamei?
Tamei Jarabana.
Let me get it. He's what's it called? Still tamei. Right, he's not possible to bring Korban Pesach Rishon, so he was what's it called? So he was basically nidchet to Pesach Sheni.
Even for Tumah
Rabbanim. Yeah. Yeah. The only thing with Tumah Rabbanim, maybe he's not machriya how many people are Tumah, but the Maishi can't bring it. It's no worse than Derech Rechoka. Not only Tumah. Okay. Omar Rava, Orel Hazor the Ismo, Hemidu Divrayim B'Makom Kores. The case of an Orel, right? Persons, according to Beis Hillel, persons in Orel Erev Pesach, so the Rabbanan were gozer, that he has to go through a 7-day Tahara process, and they didn't waive that Legabe eating Pesach. And he's Nitchet to Pesach Sheni. Hazor, if a person, his 7th day of Tumah, for Tumas Meis, fell, according to most Rishonim, on Erev Pesach and Shabbos. Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, and Hazor is also mit Rabbanan on Shabbos. So they weren't matter the person to get Hazor, so he should be able to eat Korban Pesach at night. The Hazor is also, even since it's Shabbos, and he's not going to be able to make Korban Pesach. According to the Rambam, remember, the Rambam holds that by Tumas Meis, Tvul Yom is also Osir. Tvul Yom, you don't shecht on a Tvul Yom of Tomei Meis, only Tomei Sheretz. So if the guy was still Tomei Meis on the 7th day, it's not going to help even if they would waive the Hazor, because the most he could do is have Hazor, go to the mikveh, and have to wait till night. And you don't shecht for a Tomei Meis. So the Rambam is talking where Erev Pesach, where he wasn't Tomei Meis Erev Pesach, he was Tomei Meis, the 7th day was on Yud Gimel, the day before Erev Pesach, but that fell on Shabbos. And then, what's it called? So Erev Pesach fell on Sunday. And Erev Pesach was Shabbos. And that's when he finished off his Tumah. You still don't let him have Hazor, because they didn't waive their Issur Rabbanan of Hazor that this guy should be able to eat Korban Pesach. The Ismail, and Ismail also, Rashi says, you have a guy who has a kid who needs Mila, and there's no knife, but you can bring it, the Issur Rabbanan, through a Carmelist or whatever. And if he doesn't mal his kid, he can't bring Korban Pesach, because Mila of his children is ma'akev him from eating Korban Pesach. He has a child who's not gemalot. So Memela, the Rabbanim were not matir him to bring the knife, even though it's only Nisut Rabbanim, carrying through a Carmelis, right, in order that he should be able to bring Korban Pesach. In those three cases, even though Korban Pesach is kares, not that you're going to get kares if you don't eat Korban Pesach, you bring Pesach Sheni, and you're an honest. But since the concept of Korban Pesach is an Indian of Kares, therefore they didn't waive their Issur. So Hamidu Divrein B'makom Kares. In all these three cases, they kept their Issur, even though it's going to prevent you from eating Korban Pesach. Onen U'mitzora U'beis HaPras Lo Hamidu Divrein B'makom Kares. But in Onen, right, like we said, a person who's an Onen at night, the nace hasn't been buried, died in the daytime, and now he still hasn't been buried at night, you shech for him in the daytime, he can eat Korban Pesach at night, even though normally it's an Issur Rabbanan to eat Kodshim. They waive their Issur B'makom Kares. That's by an Onen. A Mitzora. We'll see Rashi explains the case of Mitzora. Mitzora, who was a Mitzora and who got finished with his Taras Erev Pesach, and he became a Balkeri. We'll see what the case is. And Beis HaPras is a place where a grave was lost, and normally the Chachamim said a Beis HaPras is Metame, but they were matir to check a Beis HaPras and go through it and remain tahar in order to bring Korban Pesach. Lohen, Midu Divrei, Makom Kares. All these cases, they waived their Issur because of being able to eat Korban Pesach. Okay, let's see what the cases are, and then we'll see the difference between them. Oral Hazor the Ismil, Simoni Halachos. These are all words that stand for halachas. Each word stands for a different halacha. Okay, now the Gemara is explaining it. See what the Gemara says. Orel Hadamorin, the case of Orel, we'll explain. Person's an Orel, Erev Pesach, right, a Goy, and he's Megayer Erev Pesach, so they weren't matter him to eat Korban Pesach at night, the Issur, the Rabbanan, that they still hold, that he has to go through a whole Tahara process, stands, even though it's going to prevent him from eating Korban Pesach. Hazor, what's the case of Hazor? Domer Mar, Hazor Shfus, Veino Dochas HaShabbos. Hazor is an Issur Drabonim to make Hazor on Shabbos, and if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, and the person is on the seventh day, and he could conceivably get Hazor and eat Korban Pesach that night, according to most Rishonim, or if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and he can have Hazor and be able to eat Korban Pesach the next night, according to the Rambam, we don't let him have Hazor on Shabbos. The Rabbanan kept their Issur. And therefore, he's going to have to be Nidcha the Pesach Sheni. Ismail, what's the case of Ismail? Titanya, Kishem She'en Mevi'en Oso Derech Rishus Harabim, Kachem Mevi'en Oso Derech Gagos, V'Derech Hatzeros, V'Derech Karfepos. Just like you can't bring the knife, the Issur D'Oraisa, to carry it from Rishus Harabim to where the Mila has to be, you're not allowed to carry it even through a Rishus Rabbanan. Onein Hodamor. The case of Onen, we said that the person hasn't been buried yet, but it's night, the next night, right, which is the night of eating Korban Pesach, that he can be tovel in the daytime and eat Korban Pesach at night, even though normally it's also to eat Kodshim when you're an Onen Darabonan. Here they were makdirim to eat. Mitzora Mahi, what's the case of Mitzora? Titania, Mitzora Shechol Shmini Shelo Be'erva Pesach. Mitzora, where the eighth day, the day he's supposed to bring his Korban, and he becomes tahar from his tzaras. So it fell on Erev Pesach. So now what should he normally do? He should go bring his korban, be tovel, and that night he can eat korban Pesach. and v'ra keri bo b'yom. But something happened. He became a bal keri that day. So the halacha is tovel v'ochel. So he can be tovel, and he can be able to eat korban pesach that night. Amru chachamim, afa pi shetvul yom, eino nichnas. Even though normally a tvul yom can't go into the azara, and this mitzora has to put his hands into the azara in order to have the blood of the asham sprinkled on his thumbs. Right? So normally, a balkeri wouldn't be allowed to be in the azara. Zeh nichnas, he's allowed to. He's allowed to put his hands into the azara. Mutav yavo esei sheyesh bo koreis, v'yitcha esei sheyesh bo koreis. It's here the Rabbanan waived their iser, or the here it says it's an iser d'oraisa, but the Gemara is going to say right away it's not. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, d'var Torah afilu esei ein bo. I mean, our Torah is not usher at all. And a mitzvah is allowed to put his hands into the azara. We'll see, Rashi explains exactly how it's talking. It's not an iser d'oraisa. It's only in Issa Drabbanan. Shenemar, Vayamod Yehoshafat Bekal Yehuda, Yerushalayim, Beveis Hashem, Lifnei HaChotzer HaChadosha. And this is talking about Ezra's Noshim. My Chotzer HaChadosha, Shechid Shubodavar, the Amru Tful Yom, Lo Yikonish Menachin Leviyah. A Tful Yom can't go into Machni Leviyah. But the Halacha Menach Torah is allowed. So there's really no problem here for the Mitzorah to put his hands into the Azorah. Even though he's in Machan Levi, we'll see in a second. But the Rabbanan asked it. And here, the Rabbanan, because of Achilus Pesach, waived their Isser. I mean, Rashi explained very well what he's talking about. Ein Medino, so Isma Lemila, Derech Hatzeros, Apo Gav de Rishuyos Rabbanan. He knew, even though these are only Isser to Rabbanan, they're Carmelists. The Yidche Pischo, and he's not going to be able to be called in Pesach. Why? Shim Yeshvo Zohar Lomu Makov. If he has a child or a slave who's an Orel, he can't eat korban pesach anymore. The person who owns them or that they're his children. The Tanya Mila Shechora Vavodem Makin Zapesach. If you have a child who's not doesn't have a bris mila or a slave, you can't eat korban pesach. The Lekala Memri Shum Koris to Oro Zohar Asher Lo Yimo can't say the reason is because of korban pesach, but because if you don't mal your kid, you chayiv koris. That's not true. The Mila the Dachis Shabbos Rizmana. We're talking about a mila that stole Cheshabbos. Right, that's only on the eighth day. That's when the kid's a baby. And the father is the one who's doing the mitzvah. The father's never chayiv koreis, not for being malus chil. The katan labar koreis. So the katan's not going to get koreis for not being a gemal. And the father's not going to get koreis for not maling him. He's only a mevat l'nesek. So talking about koreis of achilus psachim. Onein, aminus laila midrabonin. And others say no, that even though the cotton is not going to be chayiv koreis, but the concept of mila is a chayiv koreis, something like we said yesterday, that even though the mila itself here, you're not going to get koreis, but it's the parsha of koreis. And therefore, like we said yesterday, it could be that you wouldn't learn mitzvah se shazman grama is potter by women, because it's a mila is something that's chayiv koreis in general. So you need a pasuk to tell me that women are potter even from maling their children. So here's the case of Mitzorah. The Mitzorah shaves. He goes through a 7-day process. And the 7th day he goes to the mikveh. And he waits till sunset. And now the 8th day he has to bring a korban. Nichnas b'shmini l'machna l'viyah l'shar nikanor shalom iskad shabitushas azorah. And on the 8th day, he goes out to the Harabayas, okay, which is only Machne Leviyah, and he goes to the gate, the gate that opens into the Azara. This is called Shar Nikanor, right? Kiresi Bikro, the Hemir HaKoin HaMetairis HaIsh HaMitahir, VaOso Mufne Hashem, and he brings his korbanos, the Torim, or the Bnei Yonah, the birds, and he puts his hands into the gate through the shahr, and they sprinkle the coins. In the Azara, he sprinkles the blood of the korban on his thumbs. Uvazara atz maloya nichnas. He couldn't go into the Azara. Why? Elan machnis yadav lebahalos. He can't go into the Azara because he's a mechusar kippurim, and a mechusar kippurim is also in the Azara. He's not allowed to go in machnis shchina. Lefisha ein mechusar kippurim nichnas la. Kedamrinim b'makas. Tom meyil the rabbis tvul yom. owed to Moshe Bal Rabbis Mechoshe Kippurim. Right? Even though he's not a Tefillah Yom anymore, because he already had sunset after the Tefillah on the seventh day, but he's a Mechoshe Kippurim. And Mechoshe Kippurim is also in the Azor. Shem Nichnas L'Mikdash Chayav in Chorus. That's Machne Shechina. But he's allowed to be on Har HaBayis. Okay? And Mechoshe Kippurim is allowed to be on Har HaBayis. The only problem, this guy now became a Balkari. And a Balkari is also on Har HaBayis. A Balkari is also Machne Leviya also. The Ra Keri Bo Bayom. The Nidcha Mi Machne Leviya. Now he's not allowed to be even on Har HaBayis. Kidan Rina Beilu Dvorin. Like we learned before, the Balkari Mishtaleach Chutz L'Shtei Machnos. A Balkari, since the tumor comes out of his body, so he's worse than even a Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis is allowed to be the Machne Leviya. And a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to be Machne Leviya. But a Balkari is also, even on Har HaBayis, even Machne Leviya. The Tovel Kiruyot. So now what does he do? He goes to the mikveh. Now he's a Tvul Yom from Keri. The Tzaros of Tovel Meyeshmo. From the Mitzoras, he was Tovel the day before, and he had Harav Shemesh. He's not a Tvul Yom, he's just a Mechusa Kippurim. And now he's Mutter on Har HaBayis, because of that. So Alpha Pisha Tvul Yom Acher de Keri Eno Nichnas. A Tvul Yom who was a Balkari is not allowed to be on Har HaBayis, right? Tichsi Kiyeh Becho Ish Ukevo HaShemesh Yovel Tocha Machaneh. He can only come back into the Machaneh after sunset. So a Tvul Yom of Keri is also to come to Har HaBayis. Zeh Nichnas La Har HaBayis. This guy, the Rabbanim were Matur for him to come into Har HaBayis. Lahachnis Yodav Lebahonu. So he could stick his hands into the Azara to have the blood sprinkled. Kidei Shiyocho Pischo Le'erev. Yovo Esei De Pesach Sheyesh Bo Kores. The Yidcha Esei De Tvul Yom Bahar HaBayis. Shein Bo Kores Ela Ba'Azara. He's only Chayiv Kores at Tvul Yom if he goes into the Azara. But he's not Chayiv Kores if he goes up onto Har HaBayis. It's only an Esei. That you have to send him out of the Machane. That's what the Gemara says now. Eventually, Gemara says, it's only Nisag Rabbanan. Really, a Tvul Yom of a Keri is Mutter Har HaBayis. He's just Asur in the Azor. The Rabbanan Asur him from being a Har HaBayis. The Imishum, the Machnas Yorav Azor, I the Chori is putting his hands into the Azor. So the Chori is Chayiv Kores. How is he allowed to put his hands into the Azor? Ho Amrina Beshritas Kachin, the Moran Zvachim asked that question, Perik Yimu. One Mandi Yomer holds the reason he can do it is because it's also to go into the Azara. But putting your hands in is not called going in. That's only a partial going in. That's not called going in. That's not what the Torah asked. Torah asked your whole body going in, not your hands. The Ikal Mandi Yomer, however, Hutral, although also be of Mixus, Litzarato, Apopisha Anish Kores, Mishum Chusar Kippurim, the Hitiro Akos of the Sivuf Neashem, Hutral, Apakir Yu. And the other Mandi Yomer says, no. Putting your hands in is mamish like going in. But the Torah said a Metzorah is allowed to go in for his Tzoras. So now, even though he's also a Balkari, since he was Mutter for the Metzorah, he's Mutter for the Balkari too. It's a package deal. V'om Rav Yochanan, Esei She'in Bokaris Tekomer Tana Debraisa Lav Davka. That which it said, that Mutter She'yidcha Esei She'in Bokaris. Essay Sheish Bokaris, the Essay Shein Bokaris is not Meduyik. It's not really an Essay Shein Bokaris for a Tvul Yom of a Balkari to be on Har HaBayis. It's only in Issa Drabonin. That Filu Essay Einbo, B'Tvul Yom B'Machin Leviya, Ela Drabonin, a Tvul Yom of Keri is only also with Drabonin on Har HaBayis. Ukra de Kivo HaShemesh B'Machin Shchina Komer. And the passage that says, when he can come into the Machne, Kivo HaShemesh, Yovo Tocha Machne, is talking about the Azora, that Machne. Machne Shrina. But Machne Levi is allowed in a Torah, even when he's a Tvul Yom of Balkari. Just a Balkari is not. But if he went to the Mikvah and he's just waiting for sunset, he's allowed in a Torah to be on Har HaBayis. Just with Rabbanan, he's not. Chotzer HaChadosha, Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis is called Chotzer HaChadosha. Why is it called Chadosha? The Kori Lo Chadosha, the Bnei Chiddush Shechid Shuv Al Sifu HaKedush Shasso Bo B'Yom. That day they made this Issa Drabanan. They added Kedusha, an Issa, because of the Kedusha of the Har HaBayis, that a Tvul Yom of a Balkari can't be on Har HaBayis. The Amru Tvul Yom Lo Yikonis Lo. V'hachi gomer Rav Yochanan mirabei the dover zechidish. There's no remez that that was talking about. He had a Kabbalah that's what the pasuk meant. That was the that was what they were mechadish. The gabei Pesach lo hamidu divrayim leisur debal keri milavo, and by Korban Pesach they permitted the tvul yom of the keri, who's a mitzora, also to put his hands into the azara. And Mameli's not to be on Harabayis, even though now it's an Issur Darabanan, because they wanted to be able to eat Korban Pesach. Elohi Tiru, the Ikonis Latir, Shol Yitchat Mipesach. They permitted him to do that in order that he shouldn't be pushed away from eating Korban Pesach. Beis HaPras, Gemara, what's the case of Beis HaPras? Tisnan, the Shogun Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Shebodkin La'osei Pesach, the ain both kim la ochle truma. By a Beis HaPras is a field where a kever was lost, so you don't know where exactly the mace is, or if there's enough of the mace to be metamic. So for a person who wants to eat truma, he's not allowed to go through a Beis HaPras. If he does, he becomes tamei, and he can't eat truma. And they didn't permit a Kohen to walk through a Beis HaPras because he's sotik, whether he's going to be over the issur of being metamei la mace. But they permitted a person who's going for Pesach, and the only way he can get there is by passing through this field, that he can be bodate the field as he walks to make sure that he's not coming in contact with pieces of bone that would make him tummy. My boat, Kim, how do you make this bedika? Om Rav Yehud, Om Rav Shmuel, menapeach beisapras v'holei. You blow in front of you. Now, there's a guy that gets on his knees, I guess, and goes slowly, little by little, and blow everything out of his way. So if there are fragments of bone, that if he touches them, he's going to become tamei, they'll be blown out of the way. Rabbi Yehuda bar Abaye, Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Beis HaPras, Shenidash Tor. If they, what's it called, plowed over this Beis HaPras, then there aren't going to be pieces of bone that are big enough to be metamei him, that it's tor, and you could go through it no matter what. Rashi. Shebotkin. They permitted you to go through a Beis HaPras by checking it as you walk for Korban Pesach. Im ein lo derech acheres. There's no other way to get to Yerushalayim except by going through this field. Ve'ein bolkin lo ochle truma, ele yamtin v'yakif, o yomo yomayim, ad shemagi el truma so v'yokle. But for truma, right, you have to get to your truma by walking through this field. They said, no, wait a few days. Walk around, right? Even if you have to walk around a lot, you can't walk through the field, even checking it. Harki Garcina, my bokin, how do you check it? Hey, Yitok, Minapeach Beis HaPras, who saw the Shenechrish Bokever. That's a field where there was a grave and it was plowed. And now you're not sure pieces of the body are dispersed throughout the field. Kiddushan, Hachoresh Beis HaKever, Haizah Osa Beis HaPras, Moli Mana Me'am. For the whole area that was plowed, which is 100 amos, we're afraid that body parts got dispersed. The Gazer Rabbanon, Shema Kisusa Machrisha Satsamos, Pizrosim Ba'orech HaMane, the Yeshkan Etzim Kisaora. You have an Etzim the size of a barley is Matami. The Yabor the Yasitenu, and you'll walk and you'll push it, and you'll be tummy, even if you don't touch it. But you push it through something else also, hesed. The etzem kisahora metami b'magav amasa. Etzem kisahora is metami if you touch it, or you carry it, or you move it. The hainu hesed. Hilkach menapcho b'thiv. Therefore, what you have to do, you can't just move it with a stick, because if you move it with a stick, you're also tummy. So you blow it with air. You see, air is not called hesed. It has to be something tangible that you move it with. Then yesh etzim gadol yiren. If there's a big bone, you'll see it. You're not going to be able to blow big bones away, but you'll see it. The etzim kisaora nitcha b'nitichasav. And if it's a small bone, that's the size of a barley, it'll be blown away. The oel ein metamo, there's no tumas oel over here. Why? The ha ein tumas oel ba'somas. Ela ro binyan ro binyan. There's no tumas oel unless you have most of the bones of the body, right, or either by number or by size. Then it's considered what's it called, metami ba'oel. but little bones, pieces of bones, are not matami boil. Shenidesh beregel tohar. If you walk through, what's it called? People walk through this field already, after it was plowed. Then it's tohar. Shedrisa saraglayim hevi rasan, right? Because when the people walk through, they move the bones to the side. And therefore he should check and find out, did people walk through this field already? Then he can go without checking it. But for truma, we're not somech on that. Because he could wait. So you won't eat truma today. You'll walk around. And the whole din of Beis HaPras only midrabanan. And because only the Rabbanan, they permitted you to check out the Beis HaPras and be somech on that in order to be able to eat Korban Pesach. Okay, Hadron Lachaisha, Hadron Lachaisha.